Brethren in Oakland, St. Helena, California, June 16, 1908. To our brethren in Oakland, I am very desirous that the work that is now being done in Oakland shall be regarded by the workers in and about Oakland in its true importance. It is a matter of greatest interest for them at this time. I read in some paper a statement that two large tents were to be pitched in East Oakland. I do not know what denomination was to engage in this tent effort, but I would urge our workers at Melrose to bind off the work of the camp meeting there very firmly. I urge those in charge of the meetings to keep a firm hold of the workers and to let the trumpet give a certain sound. Educate the people to bind themselves up with truth and righteousness. May the Lord let His Holy Spirit come so manifestly to His people that the light shall shine forth in clear, distinct rays, leading men and women to distinguish clearly between the false and the true. Again and again, I am instructed to charge our people with their individual responsibility to work and believe and pray. The reception of Bible truth will lead to continual self-denial, for self-indulgence can never be found in Christ-like experience. Truly converted men and women will reveal the cross of Calvary in their daily actions. There are many Seventh-day Adventists who do not understand that to accept the cause of Christ means to accept His cross. The only evidence they give in their lives of their discipleship is in the name they bear. But the true Christian considers his stewardship a sacred thing. He does not lose his self-control, but perseveringly studies the Word and yields up his life to the service of Christ. The word of encouragement is given: be not weary in well-doing, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. There is a world to be saved, a work to be done that can only be accomplished by the proclamation of the gospel message. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Should we not thank the Lord with heart and soul for His unspeakable gift? Should we not be willing to devote every capability and talent to the work of representing Christ before the world? In our efforts to make known the truth for this time, we have no need to stretch ourselves beyond ourselves. We do not need powers of oratory in order to be successful workers. Our teachings should be so simple that even the children can understand them. Let us tell in simple language the reasons for our observance of the seventh day. Let us point men and women to the Word of God and the instruction that He gave His ancient people regarding His requirements. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. Exodus 19, verse 3-8. With upraised hand, the people here made a solemn covenant with the Lord, and they became His denominated people, pledged to obey all the commandments of the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Verse 9. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long, and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. Verses 16 to 24. Then was the great work done of giving the Ten Commandments to Israel. The influence of the prayer of faith is as far-reaching as eternity. The Lord will bless all who will seek him with the whole heart, and who with humble souls and earnest purpose strive to follow the example of Christ. To those who thus seek to become partakers of the divine nature, the words are spoken, Be not weary in well-doing, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Let us beware lest self-sufficiency become mingled with our efforts to gain eternal life. Let powerful appeals come at this time from those who fear and honor God. He who labors in faith and humility, holding fast to the promises of God, will prevail. The greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven will be given to the faithful, believing children of God.